E-Report, my man 2 Chainz. What's up, Tahit?
Yo, yo.
Man, it's cold as hell, man. I can't believe it's gotten cold.
Where you coming from?
Like yesterday, Richmond.
Cold.
I ain't been home in so long, it's freezing.
Yeah.
You ain't got no clothes on. You tripping.
Who?
Yo.
Well, I had a jacket. You know, but I like to be comfortable in here because they run me. So I got to come athletically
prepared.
I don't
like running like that. I'm about to...
It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
I'm glad that you're here this time because when it was warmer, it was about like 90, 95 degrees. You know, I waited for you. I waited for you at First Mariner Arena. You stood me up.
Man, you telling stories.
You know what I'm saying? I said, where you at? You know, we both Virgos. We supposed to be right here. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I know
love.
You get ready for the show.
That's
but
love.
They said that you had to get shaped up.
Yeah, I need one now.
But you're here. I'm glad that wasn't your excuse this time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you finally made it. You know, everybody knows 2 Chainz. You're like all over the place. But I think, and a lot of people know that you play ball.
You've been looking at my Instagram.
Your Instagram? Is that all on your Instagram?
Yeah, I've been hooping the last past couple of days. Since the season about to get started off,
I'm talking about some real ball. I'm talking about some high school ball. I'm talking about college ball.
I definitely play ball. I mean, I'm 6'5", and I would like to think that I'm not goofy. I've been playing ball since I was 7 years old.
Okay.
From College Park, Georgia. Multiple scholarship opportunities.
Yes.
You know, some unfortunate things happened early in my life to just deteriorate my way of thinking and veer me more and more into the street kind of campaign, street life. But lucky for me, God put his hand on me, put me in a great position so I can bless others as well as make my family happy. So
you're doing well.
I'm here now, baby.
Yes. You went to school with Monica.
That's my girl.
Were you guys close in school or?
We definitely knew each other.
Uh-huh.
We talk. How you know that?
I'm just from your Instagram. No,
no
I mean,
way. I ain't never told nobody that. I don't think she tell. Yeah, me and Monica. Well, I'm sorry, Monica and I. We went to school together.
Uh huh. He's so proper.
Yeah, that's that South Side.
You guys still stay in touch now, or?
But we talk every now and then. It's not like that. I wish her the best of luck and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you're both very busy.
Because she's been doing music since high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of other things besides concentrating on rapping. So
you got a well-rounded thing going on. I mean, you didn't just jump into rap, but you had a lot going on. I mean, besides basketball, school, different things like that. And then you landed with Player Circle.
Yeah, DTP.
Yes.
Ludacris, that whole swag. We had the record Duffel Bag Boys in 07. Around 07, 08.
Yeah.
That was very, very successful. But it was a great look for us, but it definitely was more Lil Wayne based since he did the hook. He was a superstar. It's just like two guys who people didn't really know the relationship or the connection between us and Lil Wayne. So it was a gift and a curse. It was real successful, really fast. So I was cautious not to get the big head, not to take any squats on anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I was able to put out two group albums on the Player Circle. With DTP and Def Jam. Bought a studio off some ringtone money and started recording every day and just building up my catalog and just had to start figuring out different ways and different channels on releasing my music, which was solo mixtapes, Titty 2 Chainz.
Yeah,
2 Chainz.
Yeah.
But you know, I was running around getting it and doing some more things.
Yes. Now, I think some people get it misconstrued because once you went solo, your career just went like supernova. So I think because of the way that it happened, people get the whole DTP situation misconstrued and think that there might be some bad blood with that situation or bad blood between you and Ludacris. How I know you appreciated that situation.
Definitely.
But how did that play out for your career?
I mean, it was good for me to go through that. You know, God takes us through everything for a specific reason. So I think it was a learning curve for me to be able to come up under someone like Luda who's successful and has a great track record. You know, that was during a time where it wasn't that much money for me. So it was more of me building relationships with which later helped the 2 Chainz campaign. But for the most part, man, I learned everything from product placement to, you know, how to be professional, how to deal with, you know, how to deal with radio and interviews and everything else. So, you know, I'm still a product of, like, hard work. I'm still a work in progress, let me say like that. Like, I don't think I'm complete yet. I feel like hip-hop has many different facets, many different lanes. And, you know, it's not just performing. It's not just interviews. It's drops. It's everything, you know, fan. You know, it's just everything, fan interaction and everything. So I'm just trying to be a better person, period, with this success that happened to me. Like, it seemed like it happened overnight with the last 2 years, but it took me a long time to get here.
A long time to build up, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still working, but that was definitely a good experience for me to be in.
Yeah, would you do a song with Luda now?
Oh, yeah, I would do a song with Luda.
Would you charge him 100 stacks?
I don't know what the business would be, but it would be definitely be business.
Because that's the number. I'm like, 100 stacks?
Yeah,
that's the number now, huh?
I mean, it just depends on who and what. You know, that was another statement that I did that got took out of context. So it's just a part of me learning about media and how media takes things out of context. So I'm still learning about that as well.
Yeah, man. So yeah. You've been working hard beyond the music. I mean, you've had your little stints, Law & Order SVU, and your little acting stints, Two Broke Girls. Would you be interested in taking the time out to really do a movie?
I think I will. I think it's in due time, maybe a year or two from now. Right now, I'm trying to concentrate on selling albums, pumping singles, getting on the charts, getting a few plaques, building a greater fan base, just enjoying this. It's just enjoying this level that I've reached with the music right now. I'm trying to continue doing that before I veer off to movies.
Yeah, it's a great look. And I like it that you don't hide your age, because it kind of makes you a pioneer for everybody that's just like, yo, I mean, I don't care how long I've been working at this, I'm just going to keep pushing. Because your story is just crazy. And a lot of people think, you know, I mean, he could have just left it at Titty Boy and been like, that didn't work out. So, you know, whatever. But you came out and the whole 2 Chainz campaign was just so crazy.
Yeah, 2 Chainz doesn't just mean I'm wearing, you know, 2 Chainz or 2 necklaces. It also can mean this is my second chance. Titty Boy Player Circle was the first go around. Disturbing the Peace, Ludacris. It was Def Jam then, and it's actually Def Jam now, which is very ironic. But at the end of the day, this is my second chance, you know, and it's not a secret, you know. But I work my butt off, you know what I'm saying? I'm constantly dealing with sleep deprivation, you feel me? I just want, sometimes I have to just get reminded to slow down, that this money ain't going nowhere, because I'm trying to get to it, and I'm just trying to, like, have that trickle-down effect where people around me get that satisfaction of having their family smile when they go home like mine do. You know, once again, we hear I'm on my second album in 1 year. I did Boats. Boats 1 was just based on a true story dropped last year. I just dropped Boats 2.
Okay.
And so the subtitle for the second album is Me Time. And Me Time is basically whatever you do to relax, to get away, to separate yourself. For me, it's resting. For me, it's kicking back, you know, whatever. For a lot of people, it's maybe working out, maybe reading, cooking, whatever it may be. But my album,
you cook,
entails all of that. I do a little something.
What's the last dish you made?
The last dish I made, I just cooked some breakfast for my daughters the last time I was at home, so it didn't take nothing to cook that.
Okay. Not no oatmeal. We talking about some real stuff.
Nah, man.
I know you're a southern boy.
I can make, anybody can make oatmeal.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, you know what? I'll take that back. Everybody can't make oatmeal.
Good oatmeal.
Right. Everybody can make oatmeal. So.
More of the E-Report on the way. Log on 92Q.com. Keyword E-Report. That's double I report. And everybody hit up your boy 2 Chainz at Hair Weave Killer.